eliminating rabies. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, rabies is a well-known disease, or is it? As even though most of us know of rabies, Dr. Richard Chipman with USDA's National Rabies Management Program says many may not know the details and history of the still common illness.
Rabies is a virus, and it's a virus of the central nervous system, and it's most often passed on through the bite of an infected animal. So it's an elegant little virus. It's been around a very long time, and it's very adaptable into a number of different species. In fact, we're just talking about terrestrial mammals. In the United States, we have about 9 different what we call variants of rabies in these terrestrial mammals, and it can be passed on to other mammals, but it's mostly in those particular species.
And Dr. Chipman says it is still very much a factor in the U.S. in regards of animal and human health.
In fact, we have somewhere around 6,000 or more cases each year reported to CDC from 48 different states. And the majority of those are in wild animals. About 92% of all cases that are reported to the CDC are in wild animals, primarily raccoons and skunks, bats and foxes. We still have a few cases every year in domestic animals, and the number one domestic animal is cats. So still very much an issue in here in the United States.
Which is why Chipman says the goal of the National Rabies Management Program is very specific.
We're trying to stop the spread of certain types or variants of rabies and then eventually want to eliminate those.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.